Egypt is writing a new chapter in history, and nobody knows how it'll end. In Burma, the I told you so's begin after the peace accords shatter. We have a heartwarming story of a Russian orphan, an American mom, and a ministry. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt is seething. Millions of protesters are calling for President Mohamed Morsi's ouster. The army's threatening to step in if things don't settle down soon. According to Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs, the question on everyone's mind is,
at this point, we look to the future, and I think everybody wonders, how does this end?
Six high-level cabinet members quit, and the Constitution could be tossed out, too. More people signed a petition to get rid of Morsi than those who elected him into office. The Muslim Brotherhood is trying to hold on to power, but anything could happen in the next few days. A new chapter of Egypt's history is being written now. What can you do?
Pray for the protection of our Christian brothers and sisters. With all of this upheaval going on, there can be cases where Christians are specifically targeted, using the sort of unrest as kind of a cover for attacking Christians.
Gospel interest is growing too.
President Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood have sort of put a new face on Islam. In some cases, it's not a pretty face, and so they are looking at other faiths.
A silver lining?
Pray that out of this, God will bring about something that is good for the church.
Next, a peace accord in Burma didn't last long. Burma's government has killed at least two people from the mostly Christian Kachin. Burma's government and the Kachin people vowed to stop hostilities at the end of May, but Vision Beyond Borders says they're getting persecution reports regularly from their Kachin contacts. There are more details on this story at our website. Ask God to protect his followers. This is Mission Network News. While most of Mozambique's flooding ended in April, families are still struggling to recover. In one area, fields had been planted when the flooding came, and it destroyed every crop. Baptist Global Response partners are acting quickly to get seed into the ground. Pray that maize, rice, and vegetable seeds will yield an incredible harvest. Find more ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, have you ever wondered if you could really make a difference on a short-term mission trip? MNN's Greg Yoder is in Russia with a story.
Ruth, this is a story about Amy Norton with Orphan Outreach, loving a Russian orphan child with a medical need for only a few hours 14 years ago. Now, in the process, he got the medical help he needed, felt loved, now, as a young adult, wanted to say thank you. Well, that all happened in St. Petersburg, Russia. Vanya Shakutkin was that little boy, now 19.
I'm feeling the best. It's beautiful, I can't believe.
Shakutkin spent years trying to find Amy. Only having her first name, he finally found a picture of her on the Mission Network News website. Norton's question?
How does he remember me from so long ago, and I wasn't with him that long? I just was with him for maybe an hour or two in the orphanage, and it just shows that you can make a huge impact.
Shakutkin has since come to Christ and is attending a local church. Now, if you'd like to have an impact like this, join Orphan Outreach on a mission trip. There are links to those at missionnetworknews.org. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
And a burn clinic in Haiti is in a pinch. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says Sylvadine is their most effective burn cream, but their supply is almost gone.
The clinic in Haiti is now tied to the precious metals market, because that is silver.
As the price of silver goes up, so does the price of burn cream. When the clinic can't afford to buy more, patients have to bring their own. But most can't afford the cost of the burn cream, thereby increasing their risk of infection.
Infections are a real danger, and even the smallest burn can be life-threatening.
The burn cream costs $35 a jar, but the doors opened by the treatment are priceless.
It's really an important service to the people, and a wonderful opportunity to witness.
Go to missionnetworknews.org to help and pray that the clinic is sustained. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking, and it helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or your Bible study. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.